Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1093. How to Make Cardio Enjoyable by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs, and usually with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have 5 shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. Now, yesterday was special because it was my birthday, but today's extra special because it's my mom's birthday. So I want to take a moment to tell my mom that I love her and I'm wishing her a very happy birthday. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Make Cardio Enjoyable by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. I used to hate doing cardio. The reason cardio was a loathsome drudgery is now blatantly clear. It was once done for the sole purpose of burning calories. I wanted to burn calories to lose fat. I wanted to lose fat so I'd like my body more, or at least hopefully, dislike it less. If the only reason you do something is because you dislike the way your body looks, you're probably not going to enjoy it. Cardio was once punishment for having what I perceived to be at the time, too much fat on my body. Not anymore. Cardio doesn't have to suck. Whereas cardio, or conditioning work as it's also called, was once a cumbersome chore, it's now an enjoyable activity, or at least something I don't dread doing. Why? What changed? Well, my reasons for doing cardio are entirely different. Cardio is no longer something I do to just burn calories, and it's not punishment for overeating. It's a tool that allows me to more easily perform and enjoy my favorite hobbies. Cardio now is strictly for the performance and health benefits it provides. It's a self-care investment and training regimen to ensure, for example, I don't gas out too quickly on a strenuous hike up a mountain. Because of my dedicated conditioning training, I've been tackling hikes that are longer and more difficult than in previous years and completing them with energy to spare. Previously, I'd be stumbling out of the trail completely exhausted. Being able to do the things I love with greater ease and confidently approaching ever-growing challenges with enthusiasm is all the motivation I need to be adherent with my conditioning regimen. I don't have to pass up hikes because they're a bit too long or strenuous anymore. When you do something because you know it'll allow you to do the things that are important to you better or with more confidence, it'll suck significantly less. Cardio, fat loss, and your health. Cardio is not mandatory for fat loss. A caloric deficit, the sole driver of fat loss, is most easily achieved by consuming fewer calories. It is easier, after all, to not eat 500 calories than it is to burn the equivalent through exercise. However, did you know that 3/4 of US adults don't hit the minimum weekly activity guidelines, which are 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise, or some combination of both? It stands to reason people should be encouraged to move more often, not less. While cardio isn't mandatory for fat loss, it provides ample health benefits that shouldn't be overlooked. Knowing cardio is a short and long-term investment in your health should also make it more enjoyable to perform. Now to the good stuff. How to make cardio more enjoyable. 1. Do what you enjoy or is most accessible. Have a favorite piece of cardio equipment or at least one you don't despise, use it. My preference is some type of bike because it requires zero skill. If you don't have access to cardio machines, do something like brisk walking or even jogging. 2, set performance-focused goals. What activities or hobbies do you enjoy or do you want to try that could be improved from cardio? If you don't enjoy many physical activities, what would you like to do better or easier in your daily life? Keep up with your children or grandchildren? Not get tired out from yard work, etc. 3, have reasons to do cardio that have nothing to do with weight loss. Too many know what it's like to do cardio simply for the goal of burning fat. To help boost motivation, write down the benefits it will provide, like better conditioning, improved health outcomes, building physical and mental fortitude. It complements a favorite hobby. It provides stress relief, just to name a few. 4, fit it into your current schedule. If you take your kids to the park or sports practice, walk around while they're playing, or squeeze in a brief workout during your lunch break. Look for opportunities in your current schedule to perform some cardio work. Remember, even 15-minute bouts provide benefits and add up over time. High-intensity intervals are a great time-saving option too. And 5, do anything that gets you moving. Getting on a piece of cardio equipment is not the only option. Do anything that keeps you moving at a sustained pace. Walk your dog, go for a hike, dance naked in your living room, bike to work. It's not what you do that matters. It's that you do something consistently. You just listened to the post titled, How to Make Cardio Enjoyable by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. We can add one other exercise to number 5 where Nia mentioned do anything that gets you moving, invisible jump rope like we talked about earlier this week. Now, during one of his comedy routines, Jerry Seinfeld once said, quote, "The only reason that you're getting in shape is so you can get through the workout. So we're working out so that we'll be in shape for when we have to do our exercises," end quote. Now, not to f*** on his point or his comedy bit, because I am a huge fan, but after listening to Nia's post, I hope you can see the flaw in his logic. Working out isn't just about getting in shape so that we can get through that next workout. Sure, it will definitely help with that. But more importantly, it's, as Nia mentioned, self-care. It allows you to enjoy other hobbies and events in your life without feeling pain or exhaustion. Nia mentioned that she can now do the things she loves with greater ease. Results from a number of studies have found that participating in regular physical activity can also increase your level of confidence. This increased confidence can then make other tasks and goals seem less intimidating. Tasks and goals that have nothing to do with working out. They may be work-related. But regardless, those that exercise regularly are able to tackle even non-exercise-related goals with more confidence. It's pretty remarkable. So when it comes to getting in that cardio and getting active, instead of asking yourself, why bother? Ask yourself, why not? All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a great weekend so far, if you're listening in real time especially, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.